Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know what it is. It seems like we're talking about food a lot lately.
Food.
Because we were talking about, remember we were talking just recently about the Cheetos and putting chips on a sandwich and stuff?
And the Cheetos cheese that's drizzled over it and stuff?
Oh, yeah, that Kentucky Fried. I finally saw a picture.
Oh, does it not look?
It looks like too much.
Okay.
It looks like.
That's a weird combination.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
This has been blowing up all over the place, probably because of us. Weird food combos.
Yeah.
So if you have a weird food combo, this is when we want you to start calling in. 303-222-5423. Let me run some of these out of
here. Okay.
And you tell me if you'd even think about, I don't know where these came from, but if you'd think about eating these. Cheese and potato chips.
Cheese and potato. I like cheese. I like potato chips. Is it like the solid?
I know everything you're going to ask me. I don't have the answer. Okay. I don't know how I would do it. If it was like Cheese Whiz, I think I'd eat it.
Me too. Or like a melted cheese, I would dip a cheese. No, what
else? Yeah, no. You know what I'm going to say? Like my mom makes like a queso dip every once in a while. And if she runs out of tortilla chips, I'll throw Lay's in there.
Okay, now we're back in business.
Still salty goodness with cheese on it.
I can do that. I can dip a chip, but if it's...
These are supposed to be weird food combos. I don't think that one's weird.
Okay.
Let's see. Cream cheese and jelly. And they say by the spoonful.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cream cheese, you can put that with everything. You can never go wrong with cream cheese and whatever. Cream cheese makes everything better.
You get that I would never eat it, period, but
because
I don't...
it's creamy, it's white and creamy, and you can't do white and creamy, but...
I will say this. I've seen... I'm going to go back to my mom. This is a thing that my mom does all the time. Like, she'll take... How do you get your cream cheese? Do you get it in the container, or do you get the brick?
I buy the tub.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you buy the brick...
Okay.
And you peel the aluminum foil off of it and set it on a plate, and then you cover the top of it with a jelly... And then it becomes like this too. You'll hate this, but they usually like to use like a raspberry jalapeno or like so fruit and heat kind of thing.
Oh.
And then they like dip crackers in it. So you're getting a little sweet and a little cream cheese. My mom makes that all the time for parties. I never eat it, but yeah.
I had grape jelly in mine or mixed fruit jelly in a little packet with the cream cheese. And you just take like a spoonful of each and you just put it in your mouth.
Are you seven?
Yeah. What are you?
Who still has mixed fruit? So when you go to IHOP, you steal their jelly?
Yeah. The mixed fruit. Because I don't know how to mix fruit and make a jelly.
The only time I steal the jellies is when I'm at a fancy restaurant, like at the airport, like the Elways or whatever, and it's in the little jar.
Okay.
In that little jar, the little preserves.
Yeah.
I'll steal the hell out of those.
I'll give you that.
But the weird little plastic things that you peel off, like a sauce packet from Chick-fil-A.
Mixed fruit jellies.
What?
And then you take, so if you're, instead of doing like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real quick.
Don't do this.
You'll take the spoon.
I'm begging you not to do
this. And some jelly, then you'll dip it in the peanut butter. And then
you're putting the same spoon in the peanut butter and the jelly?
Well, I live by myself, so I don't have to think of other people. But yes,
you next time you just want peanut butter. There's jelly in there. That's gross.
Yeah, you just kind of dig around that area. Just go around it. There's peanut butter in your jelly.
If I'm making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, there's two options. P.S. First off, it's a sandwich. It's not. I'm not willy-nilly putting things in my mouth. I'm not putting the ingredients of something in my mouth.
It's the same thing.
I think I'm going to make chili. Here's some hamburger. Put that in my mouth. Oh, here's some kidney beans. And eat onions. Here's some.
That's a great idea.
Why wouldn't you? So you have to hold your mouth open for 5 minutes as the ingredients marinate inside your head. No, I will either use two knives when I'm making peanut butter and jelly.
One for the peanut butter, one for the jelly. You can just wipe the other one off. Okay, but that's cool.
Well, if I'm making multiple sandwiches, then I'll do one.
There you go.
But yes, if I'm making one for myself, I will just get one knife, do it, and then I have a paper towel and go...
Whoop, so you don't
cross-pollinate it. Yeah, like scabbard it.
There,
no, I do not put things in my mouth like that.
Yeah, you should. It's fun. You should try it. It makes food fun.
I don't want to try it. I want to be a grown-up.
Okay.
Here's one that I really need to get out there. And by the way, still weird food combinations. Pizza with melted chocolate chips on it or Nutella.
Chocolate with tomato sauce.
I'm all out.
And cheese.
I get it. It's like a Mexican thing a little bit. It's like a mole thing.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a little bit like some mole sauces, I think, have chocolate in them. Oh. But no, I'm out.
Yeah, so far, that's not appealing.
That's disgusting.
I like them separately, just again, not together.
Yes, I'm all in on chocolate chips.
Yeah.
I'm all in on pizza. But I don't.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you this one, and then I'm going to run out of the studio, okay?
Okay.
Pickles dipped in orange juice.
Wow, that's a lot of acidic going on in there. And orange, well, the orange, I don't think the orange taste can even, I think the pickle.
Penetrate the.
Yes, I think the pickle will just overpower the orange, won't it?
I think you're going to ruin both of them. I think if you like orange juice, it's going to have a vinegar wang to it.
There we go. And if you,
and
like,
if you like pickles, it's going to have an orange wang to it.
That one, I can't think
of. I wouldn't even.
Yeah.
This is one I've heard before, putting cheese on top of apple pie. People swear by that. I think it was even in Men in Black.
Cheese
like
on
Agent
apple
J
pie.
Would go and
melted
get.
Melted cheese on.
Yeah,
apple
he's like,
pie.
I'll take your apple pie with a slice of cheddar cheese.
Dude, because you're all healthy guy now, you buy those little packets of ready-made meals, and I swear, they come with an apple and separate cheese, don't they, and a cracker?
Oh, like
and
my Starbucks little protein
is that
pack?
What it is? Yeah.
Yes, there is. So there's apple in there and cheese, but like.
You're so close. You're
no,
right
I'm
there.
Not going to put. Ugh, no.
That wouldn't be good either.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I get why.
Yeah.
I get why people would do it.
But it would just not.
Do you have any, are there any weird little combinations you have from your Dakota days? Or like, I see you like being the guy. I'm trying to think of what you, I find it weird that people like do ranch on their pizza. I think that's one of the grossest things. I've seen people like drizzle the ranch or dip their crust in the,
I'll dip
disgusting.
The crust. I won't dip like the meat and the sauce and the cheese in the, but I'll do the crust because it needs a little something, little stank on it, I think. But weird combinations. I remember, if you ever eat bean and bacon soup, you know, like Campbell's bean and bacon soup, for some reason, I have to pour just a little bit of vinegar in there. I have no idea why.
What?
I know. I have no idea where I got that from. I have no idea what made me think of putting
you
vinegar
like
in
some sort of pica with vinegar.
Something in there,
I will say
yeah.
The bean and bacon soup is just so bland.
Oh, that's so good.
That it needs a little stank on it.
Okay, this isn't a weird food combination, but it's kind of a weird way to eat food. I'll just open up the can and just eat right the solid.
The condensed soup without putting anything in it?
Yeah, because you get all. You can do that, though. You do that, too.
I would never do that. First off, I don't buy condensed soup, thank you.
Oh, that's right. You hate soup, period. Okay.
I just think of soup as meat water, but I don't.
You're right, but you can't eat it straight. Like cream of mushroom,
wouldn't
you can eat that.
Ever.
You don't dilute it with
if you're going to, it's supposed to be a broth, Steve.
I know,
you're,
but it, you can make it solid.
You're eating gelatinous fat.
Yeah.
Okay. See, all right. where the miscommunication was,
gotcha.
I was saying that was a bad thing, and you're like, well, yeah. No, gelatinous fat is a bad, bad, bad thing.
Gotcha.
All right, so if you're one of those people, we're gonna give you the radio station to tell us the weirdest things you combine
together, yeah.
And intentionally put in your head. Because most of the stuff we have left on our list is like stuff that I know other people do. Ice cream and French fries.
Yeah, that's not bad.
People go to Wendy's all the time, get a Frosty and a fry.
Right, dip and all that, yeah.
I think it's gross. I wouldn't do it. Somebody said Coca-Cola and red wine.
Oh,
you're disgusting.
Never thought of putting those.
So I guess we're taking both food and liquid combinations.
Wow.
This is where we give you the radio station. Tell us the weirdest food combos you do. Well, the weird
goodness.
Thing you were saying about your bean and bacon soup.
I'll add vinegar, just a dash of vinegar to bean and bacon soup, and it's just like, oh, it's awesome.
There's actually somebody on the phone that does something
what?
Similar. Jay?
What?
Yeah.
Yai, no way.
So Steve puts vinegar in bean and bacon soup. It sounds like you do something, but you like make it from scratch. What's your thing?
Yeah, I mean, just a can of kidney beans warmed up with some chopped up cooked bacon and a little bit of vinegar and maybe some extra bacon grease just for some extra salt.
Where did you get this from?
Huh?
My parents are from Michigan originally, and I guess that's a thing out there. I don't know. I still eat it to this day.
I bet you, because I think it might be a Dakota thing to think of adding vinegar to Campbell's bean and bacon soup.
It's
delicious.
Can I tell you, I just thought of one that might you two might actually really like.
Okay.
What's in potato salad for you?
Mayonnaise and the potatoes.
Okay.
Eggs.
You
yeah.
should, maybe some eggs, right?
Oh, eggs. Yeah.
You know what else
that.
You can put in it?
What?
You're going to freak out and think it's wrong.
Potato salad. What?
Green olives.
Green olives.
Dude, you're like, it's the same thing. Because you get that saltiness, like your beans are your creaminess, like your potatoes are the starch.
Gotcha.
Your bacon and all that stuff. And then that vinegar taste, you get a little bit of that vinegar. I never thought I'd like it. And somebody started putting olives in potato salad. I won't eat potato salad any other way now. Because it gives it that little wang that vinegar probably does in your bean and bacon.
Are you leaving the pimento red?
Yes. You just chop it up? And just throw them in your potato salad.
Does that sound good to you too, Jay?
Sounds delicious. My husband's going to hate me.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Go make some potato salad. We'll be over for kidney beans later.
Look at you go, man.
Thank you. I totally forgot about that. But now, and like, I gave it to my parents, and now they won't eat it any other way either.
And because your mom's a huge foodie. Yes. So you showed your mom some.
Yes. Green olives in your potato salad.
Okay.
Christina.
Yay.
What's your weird food combo?
All right, so my mother-in-law introduced me to this, and now sometimes I just have to have it, but it's basically jalapenos. Initially, it was jalapenos stuffed with peanut butter. She would, like, roast them and then cut them open, take the seeds out, stuff them with peanut butter, and they're so good and kill your digestive system.
Really?
So, and her poor hands would be on fire after making these things that her and I both finally figured out to just put some peanut butter in a bowl, get some jarred jalapeno slices, dump those in there. Get a fork and chow down. It's really good.
Yeah, but if you get the jalapeno slices,
them, but it's so good.
I'd eat them the way you talked about before, but if you get the ones that are in the jar, they got vinegar on them, and it's not going to be as good. But a fresh one with peanut butter in it, God, that sounds good.
Oh, so it is good.
No, they're good from the jar. I'm telling you. That even with the vinegar and the pickled ones, it's so good, and you could put it on a Ritz cracker, but just know that you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, no, it will rip your intestines out.
Like crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Got to be smooth.
Okay. I like the smooth peanut butter myself, do what floats your boat.
Yeah. I'm all in on that one. I'm going to try that
jalapeno.
One.
That would be
delicious. I promise you, it is so good.
And it'll cut the heat.
And a little bit of jalapeno. Yeah, it's good.
Oh my God, I'm in. Thank you, Christina.
Okay, I don't.
I know you're not out. Alicia.
Yay.
Weird food combo.
So we eat peanut butter jelly and bacon.
Peanut PB and J with peanut butter and bacon, jelly and bacon.
Sorry, you know what? I know the bacon fat.
It's got a little bit of that salty and a little bit of that sweet from the jelly,
crunch.
And then the bacon gives a nice chewy texture to it.
It makes sense when you describe it.
I've had chocolate covered bacon and it's pretty good.
Chocolate covered
bacon.
So
I think that might actually be good.
PB&J bacon.
I think I'm going to try that.
Okay. Yeah.
Which kind of jelly? You go with grape?
Grape jelly.
Yeah.
I do grape jelly.
Yeah, and you got to go jelly. Like you can't.
Not jam.
Yeah, like I like raspberry preserves and peanut butter, but if you're going to go like bacon, you got to go
jelly.
Yeah, and it's got to be grape. You got to go basic.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Thank you. Blake?
Yay.
Weird food combo.
What's up? So I purposely mix together like breakfast hash browns with ketchup, hot sauce, and pancake syrup.
Wait, not one of the, all three together?
All of it.
Ketchup on hash browns?
I'll do the hot sauce. I understand the ketchup because it's basically a small french fry.
That is true. I can do that.
And occasionally the syrup might get on a little bit of it, but I don't want a lot of it.
I hear that.
I'm a no on this one.
But it's got to be all of them.
Yep, nope.
How did that come about?
So it was actually an accident because I just went to like IHOP and I put hot sauce on my eggs. So that was already on the plate. And then I dipped my bacon in the syrup.
Oh,
and then I put the ketchup on the hash browns, and it all just kind of got mixed together one day, and I liked it. So now I do it on purpose.
Do you have a name for it? You have a name for it, don't you?
No, I don't.
All right.
Call it gross, because that's what it is. Thank you, Blake. I wouldn't know.
That one's different.
Ruth?
Yes.
What's your weird food combo?
Grilled cheese sandwich with peanut butter.
A lot of peanut butter. Grilled cheese.
I'm no on this one, too.
I love grilled cheese. I don't want to wreck the...
Have you ever made a grilled peanut butter?
No.
You can't. No, you cannot say no till you try it.
Okay, no.
I had to take grilled cheese to work and make grilled cheese sandwiches for all the girls in the office because they did not believe me.
Wow.
I get it. Thank you for the call. Here's my thing. A grilled peanut butter, you do all the things that you would do for a grilled cheese, but instead of putting cheese inside, put peanut butter. So then you make it on your skillet or whatever, and so your bread is like toast or whatever, but the peanut butter then is melty as hell. It is one of, like, you know what a quesadilla is, yeah, right? With cheese and stuff. I do that with peanut butter all the time in a tortilla.
When you describe it, it doesn't sound like it sucks.
Hot peanut butter is, well, you know, have you ever put peanut butter on toast? You got to put the peanut butter on right when you take the toast out, it gets all melty.
God, that doesn't sound that bad.
It's good. But like, leave the cheese out of this.
Okay.
Mike?
Yay!
What's your weird food combo?
Well, I first have to tell you this was a Longmont thing. I was living in Longmont when I did this. So this is for you, slacker.
Okay.
I dipped marshmallow peeps in my chili, but the chili had to be really hot so the marshmallow would melt.
Wait, peeps suck on their own, but if you disguise their texture and taste with chili, like Hormel chili.
I don't want sweet with my chili at all.
We don't want sweet.
It cuts the acidity of the tomato.
I see what you're doing. I'm out. I'm a no on that.
It makes sense, though.
You could do
it. It had to be the pink bunnies.
Little pink bunnies in your Hormel.
Yeah, it's got to be Hormel chili.
Steve's got his brand loyal. Thank you for the call, Mike. That's a hard no for me. Carrie?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What's your weird food combo?
It's something my dad got me hooked on. It's a Ritz cracker with peanut butter and onion dip.
Oh, onion dip makes everything awesome.
What?
Yeah.
That's
a hell of
you're
a
talking
good dip?
About the
hell of a good dip.
What?
Onion dip is the best
with
ever.
Peanut butter and a.
Oh, I forgot about those. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.